Recovery Radio, KMP3000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio Podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my website, recoveryradiokmp3.com, and to get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I am so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started, or it's just winding down, or it's somewhere right in the middle, but guess what? Here we are. You and me. And I am so glad for that. And I'm grateful I have no desire to drink today. And I do have a piping hot cup of French toast coffee from Trader Joe's, mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. It is in my new mug, and I do love that. And yeah, I'm very sincerely grateful. I have no desire to drink today. I don't just say that. I feel it. I'm overflowing with gratitude and love. Gotta tell you. So, I want to beat a dead horse, but it's not dead. It's one of thousands of them running around constantly. But I do want to talk about something that is at the core of everything I talk about on here. And it is paramount to why I am overflowing with love and gratitude. And it's the reason why I can go through life, for the most part, not batted around by the circumstances. Not batted around by the circumstances going on around me. I mean, we live in a crazy world. That affects me. I mean, the world's fucking crazy. I'm very aware of that. My feet are on earth. I'm not tuning that out. I'm aware of it. The world's nuts. People are nuts. And things happen with work, with relationships, with money, with health. Things happen. There's always a bunch of stuff going on. Always. But I am generally able to navigate life in a way where I'm comfortable and my head's quiet and I'm overflowing with love and gratitude. And it's not because of what's going on around me. It never really is. It's always because I do my best to practice what's in the big book. But what I want to say is that the biggest reason to me that I'm able to practice what's in the big book, I think, in a way that's effective for me in terms of its results, is that I'm really clear that alcoholic thinking only has to do with alcohol. According to the big book, alcoholic thinking has to do with alcohol. That's it. If you are somebody who is hearing me say this and you're thinking of sentences in the big book that seem to be exceptions to what I'm saying, write to me. It's my favorite thing in the world to talk about this. As many of you know, I've gone through a really extensive big book study for 32 years, where we went through the book and go through the book in a non-linear fashion, by subject instead of by step or chapter, and it is fascinating how clear the book is on what I'm saying. The big book says, we only have an alcoholic mind until the spiritual malady is overcome, and we do overcome the spiritual malady. That's what the book says. It's crazy. Life-changing information when I was 2.5 years sober. Changed my whole life, changed my whole sobriety. And that's why my head's quiet, because I'm not reinforcing negative thinking by telling myself it is my alcoholism. I never do that anymore. I haven't done that in decades, and it changes everything. The realization that if I'm lazy, that's self. That's not my alcoholism. That's not my disease trying to kill me. That's the human experience. If I'm mad at somebody, that's not my disease trying to kill me. That's self-centeredness. And that's the root of all humankind's troubles, according to the book. If I want to flip someone off, that's not my alcoholism, according to the big book. If I'm impulsive and I make terrible decisions and I want to steal and I want to act out in all kinds of ways, according to the big book, that is not my alcoholism. And I'm saying this knowing full well I'm really largely alone here. I mean, not completely. I'm surrounded by people who are having the same experience and have the same understanding of this, and it's beautiful. But I go to a lot of meetings, and mostly what I hear is from people who have been sober for a long time that their alcoholism is all kinds of stuff. That according to the big book, it's not. That understanding has helped me so much. I just can't stress it enough. That's why I'm overflowing with love and gratitude. It's not that something just went my way. There's all kinds of things that I wish were different right now. Really. I don't even really want to say that. I actually think everything's perfect just the way it is at this moment, but it's also true that, you know, there's things that I disagree with that I can't do that I want to do. There's things I'm moving towards, praying about, hoping for, longing for, meditating on. But I am overflowing with love and gratitude, and I feel present and so central to that experience is my understanding of what is in that book about what makes me alcoholic. In Roman numeral 30, in the doctor's opinion, Dr. Silkworth says, alcoholics have one symptom in common. They cannot start drinking without developing the phenomenon of craving. Been getting emails from people saying, like, tell me more about this nonlinear study. There are episodes on this podcast. I think they're in season one called What Does the Big Book Say? There's a series of episodes that kind of goes through everything I'm talking about in more detail. And again, I always love talking about this, but the good news is if I'm anxious or insecure or afraid or lazy, or I like to procrastinate, or I'm still manipulating, or I'm doing this or that, there's a solution that actually works to overcome these things and master resentments, fear. Pretty crazy. So, Shout out to Mallory, to Wes, to Ross, to Haley, to Christy, to Dr. Wu. Special shout out to Chelsea and Candace and Kelly, Cassandra, and Dave. And if anybody needs to hear it, everything is okay. It is. Hope you're enjoying these bonus episodes right now. I'm doing an episode every day this week. And maybe it's helping you. And send me an email, sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. All right, I'm going to go. My agent's here. Car door open. They're waving me in. Going to go down to the beach. Finished that photo shoot I was doing yesterday called Sexy Death Soda. Don't look it up. I'm just full of shit. All right, I'm out of here. I don't know why my life was saved, but I'm going to go try to live a life that was worth saving, and I hope you'll do the same.